You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, it's David Baer, and you're listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Thanks so much for joining me today. So on today's episode, I have the pleasure of having David and Dana Hagstrom join me. They are a retired couple who are far from retired. They moved down to Mexico to live their dream life and to start an online focused business, helping entrepreneurs create a new life or a new business or a new income stream online through digital products and other associated online businesses. And so we're going to talk a bit about both helping people into that transformation into a new business, as well as some of the important marketing lessons that they've learned and that they're teaching their clients as they go through the process with them. So David and Dana, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, David, for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Indeed.
Excellent. So I want to dive into the type of work that you're doing now in a moment, but I did mention that you're officially retired, and you guys both had some very interesting careers that have probably helped inform a lot of what you're doing now. Do you want to share a little bit about your backgrounds?
Sure. I was a parish pastor for 35 years, but as my career progressed, I found myself in a position as executive pastor where I really focused on strategic planning and on coaching staff. So those were the kind of transferable skills that I really brought over into this online space.
Right. And aside being, you know, him, I was a pastor's wife, so that you wear all kinds of hats then. But I was a paralegal professionally, and I helped trial attorneys get ready for court. I'm the one who made them look good in front of the judge. So that required a lot of organization and encouragement along the way to keep the clients calm and such. So those, all again, were transferable skills that we really enjoyed bringing into our Encore career.
And I can see how both of those skill sets can really apply to the work that you're doing, not just helping your clients, but in helping them build out what they're building. So I don't know if I categorized the types of projects that your clients work on accurately or not. Can you talk a little bit about the types of programs or projects that they are developing that you're helping them with?
Well, we see ourselves as second career Christian coaches and affiliate marketers. And so we tend to help people that have things in common with us. And most often they are either coaches or affiliate marketers. And in terms of their product, it could be completely, you know, anywhere over the waterfront. And we help them to do what they're doing more effectively.
And so, you know, one of the things that I think for a traditional Main Street business to hear this type of new business in retirement, and this is a very common thing these days, but I encounter folks in my work, you know, with professional services providers, for example. Right, Dana, you know this full well of working with trial attorneys. And David, you may, you know, have had a similar situation where you didn't know anything about the online business world until a certain point. So how did you get introduced to all of this to begin with?
Well, you could take that journey back maybe 10, 15 years. We were doing things alongside our ministry, dabbling a little bit in network marketing. We had online stores for a while where we were drop shipping, you know, so we were always consuming. And when we got close to retirement, David found some affiliate marketing opportunities and learned how to blog. So we set up two blogs at the time and we're sharing with the world what it meant to retire and what that journey looked like, and also learn a new language, because we were moving to Mexico. We all of a sudden had a crash course in Spanish because we wanted to fit in and immerse well. So we were documenting that journey in our blogs and monetizing them with affiliate offers. So we were learning things all the way along. But it wasn't until we actually got here and looked at each other and, okay, now what? You know, God put us here for a reason. What's next for us? And we found some really amazing mentors that kind of took us under their wing. They've had us to their house. We've learned a lot from them. We found some other great tools. And I love the story you tell about that night in the hotel room. I'll let you tell that one.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it, David.
We were at a convention with our mentors, you know, because we were in the same, serving in the same company. And after all the full day of training was over, we were sort of going over our business plan for the next 90 days. And he tightened up a few details and then told me, okay, you're ready. You need to be out there coaching others. And I certainly didn't feel ready, but in retrospect, we realized how my 35-year career had prepared me to do coaching and to do strategic planning. And now I'd simply brought those skills over into a new arena. And what we discovered is that our pathway in learning online marketing was like most other people out there. That is, we learned one skill and then another skill and then another skill. And then we tried to figure out how they connected, and we were going all over the map. And so from my background, I said, okay, there's got to be a strategic way to develop this step by step in a way where you're not wasting so much time and so much money in getting started. And that was really the beginning of our what we call now Your Pathway to Profit. And what that is we lead people through three stages, and we divide it down further into 12 steps that they need to take in a certain order. And we help them identify where they are in that journey so that we can help them, you know, say, which tactics do we need to be using now in order to take the next step forward? Instead of just going out there and buying the latest course by some guru that says, you know, it's all about this key. And because basically what we found is there's no one silver bullet. You need to build a business, you know, from the ground up, and you need to do it in a way that makes sense. It's not just a matter of going out and grabbing some particular tactic and assuming that's going to, you know, make you the big money.
So, you know, you've talked a lot about the stuff that we do in our consulting business is very similar in that, you know, we take a step back and analyze the situation of the business, right? We then look at the marketplace and see, you know, what their particular situation is. If we understand what the product is or what the offer is, who it's best suited for and where they're hanging out and what messages they're going to be most receptive to. And all of that, as you've just pointed out, can't simply be solved with one specific tactic that, you know, might be promoted by somebody's course saying, oh, here's the latest loophole, right? So that, exactly. So that's a brilliant way to approach it. Tell me a little bit about sort of how you would advise somebody who is just entering the world of, you know, that you've been in, building out maybe a blog or building out a course that they're trying to sell. What are the important considerations that you would guide them through that they need to really think about as they're getting things set up?
Yeah, what we find out or see so often is that people haven't really thought through the foundation of their business. they don't know where they're headed, or they don't know what problem they solve for someone in the marketplace. And, you know, or they don't know who they're looking for. Who are the people that need that particular problem solved? Or they don't know how they're going to make money doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I think of a particular client we had that was saying, you know, I'm making sales. Why aren't I making the kind of money that I need to make? And I asked her, well, how much do you make per sale and or per transaction? And she said, $5. And I said, okay, now tell me how many transactions do you need per month in order to make the amount that you want? And her response after just a few moments was to say, well, that's impossible. I'll never do that. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that's great. We just discovered one model of business that doesn't work. Now let's try to build one that does.
Yeah.
But she'd been struggling for months and mm-hmm. wondered what she was doing wrong. And she wasn't doing anything wrong. She just didn't have a business model that fit her needs, her goals, her dreams.
Well, she was doing exactly what her company had told her she ought to do, which so often is not very smart.
Yeah. And I think you made an interesting point earlier, which is that we learn one little thing here and one little thing there and we implement it. And unless we really step back and try to understand the things we're trying to accomplish, the goals that we are trying to achieve in terms of the income level, the lifestyle, whatever else, you know, we're trying to achieve with the business, we're making decisions in a vacuum, and exactly. Therefore we're not really able to make informed decisions. So, right.
And once we've got all those foundational elements, the basic questions thought through, then we can start to put some of the pieces of what we call your pipeline for profit together of, you know, how are you going to bring people in? What kind of lead magnet are you going to use? How are you going to get that in front of them? How are you going to amplify your authority? What kind of follow-up sequences will you be using? How will people come to make a decision to buy your product? And then once they get all that kind of stuff in place, now we can start talking about how are we going to build your traffic? But it so often that's where people want to start. And
right.
And I can say, well, what traffic? And who are the people you want to be in this traffic stream? And
how are you going to take care of them once you got them?
Yeah.
It's I think that this is not specific to even the online business world. We see this in the offline business world as well, which is, you know, to say that a lot of people become business owners for the reason that they are really good at something, or they have information or a skill that they want to be able to monetize. But the thing that they don't know is how to actually own and operate a business. And so yes. it's very clear yes. that's what you're helping folks through in this regard.
Exactly.
Exactly. So if they don't know their zone of genius, we help them uncover that too. Sometimes they're just not in perfect alignment with what they're called to do.
Oh, and we so often run into retirees, especially, who have maybe like myself, a 35-year career, and you ask them, well, what are you good at? And they say, well, nothing in particular. And I'm thinking, okay, somebody paid you for all those years of work and you didn't do anything in particular? Well, no. And then as you talk, you begin to realize that they've got all sorts of skills. They just didn't think of it in that way. And you can begin to think, okay, how else could you use those skills to help people?
Mm-hmm. I think we find very often in marketing that the real answers lie behind lots of additional pushing on the initial answer to peel back the layers and really get the, and this is exactly what you're talking about. I once heard a recommendation to extract better information about what a need of a prospect might be, or what a benefit of a product or a service might be, by continuously asking the question, and what makes that important? And mm-hmm. or some variation of that question, and you really are able to extract much better information.
Right.
Exactly.
So you're helping guide somebody either through the process of building something, or through the process of figuring out what they even, can or want to deliver. Tell me a little bit about that other process. So Dana, you started to talk about just getting clarity around stuff. How do you help guide someone through that?
Well, that depends. I mean, I've been asked that a lot of times, but what I like to start with is understanding what their, dreams and desires are, and get them to tell me what a perfect day looks like for them. And we start basic like that. And you can uncover a lot about someone's interests, about their goals and dreams, what they're good at, just by asking that question. And so that's a kind of a basic question where I like to start. What's a perfect day look like? And then how do we make that happen? We talk about, like you said, uncover some of their skill sets that they may never even have thought they could make money at, mm-hmm. For instance, our daughter, she loves to bake. Well, she's just starting to realize that there's a lot of people online that are making money by baking or teaching baking. Mm-hmm. And, it's opened up her whole mind to possibilities of what she could be doing with skill sets, with things she loves to do anyway. So that's where we start.
Yeah, that's a great example. I can think of many of these types of businesses that started online, particularly around food. That's a great example, right? Where somebody, food blogging has become a great way to earn money from, and you're going to fill in some of the blanks for me because I don't know all of it, but advertising income from the blog, that's just ads around you, affiliate income for things that you're promoting. I bought a sous vide kit to cook with, and I got onto a guy's email list, and he would send recipes, and I was like, how is he monetizing? And then I discovered that he wrote cookbooks and he sells the cookbooks, and some people get publishing companies to actually pay them big money for their cookbooks as well. What else am I missing in this world in terms of ways to monetize beyond those?
Well, our daughter just took a baking course online. And one of the things that we noted is right at the beginning, the instructor said, now, these are some of the things that you'll need to have in your kitchen in order to do the kind of baking we're talking about, and mm-hmm. special kinds of scales and thermometers
and pans and everything. So she, of course, had affiliate links mm-hmm. for all of that. So her students had to buy, in addition to her course, which I understand was not cheap, all of these kitchen items so that they could make these beautiful cakes or, weigh the ingredients so that it would be perfect every time.
Excellent. So it's clear that, there's a lot that goes into any kind of business, and to have the ability to have a guide walk you through the things that you need to pay attention to. In the offline world, we have volunteer organizations to help, small businesses survive and thrive, hopefully. There's obviously lots of business consultants and coaches. And in the online world, I think what's much more present, as David, you alluded to, are all the gurus who are teaching you, you know, one way to do something or one model to follow. And so you guys are really coming at it and saying, well, let's step back and look at the broad picture and figure out what's right for you.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and a lot of times they'll come and have already purchased some of those things and worked with these other folks, but it wasn't a fit for them.
Or I'll be able to look at what they're doing and say, you know, when you get to this point in your journey, that tactic will work, will be very helpful for you. But most of the people that are selling, you know, those particular courses are at what I think of it as the top of this profit pyramid. And they're doing the things that work when your business is at that point in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone then to start out and try to do the things that work when you've really got a good business going already, well, they're not going to work so well at the beginning. And
that's where they get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And throw in the towel. This isn't working, you know.
And, you know, what we find is so many people want to work with businesses that are already making a big profit. And we find it fun to work with people that are getting started and that have a dream of where they want to go and just need some help along the way.
And I imagine that that's also part of your business model to be able to do that. This is, you know, this is how do you call it?
Halfway to profit.
Encore career.
Okay. That was what I was looking for. Exactly. And so to be able to help guide somebody who's newer is not something that many businesses are necessarily interested in or have the ability to handle. And so this gives you the opportunity to really help a lot of folks who are in need.
Exactly.
Right, right. I've heard from those folks that say, you know, we don't want them unless they're making $5,000 or $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, well, you don't do that coming out of the gate. I'll take them. I'll help them get there, and then they can come work with you. But it's frustrating that those folks are just sort of floundering out there without a lot of direction. And
One thing, and this is a really great point, because you're working with people who are just getting started and established and helping guide them through stuff that, you know, maybe they were misled. I happened to be one of those people when I got started doing online stuff years ago, and I had invested in a ton of things, and most of it, you know, was not accurate or not useful. And many of the things we see are distractions from what we're ultimately, you know, supposed to be focused on.
Right. But
where I actually think there's a lot of opportunity. And so this is for you guys, once you have, you know, a bunch of successful clients under your belt that you can then offer them the next thing is scaling. Because
yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that, David?
Well, and that is actually step 12 out of our 12 steps is scaling. And the biggest thing that I would suggest that people be aware of in terms of scaling their business is that you do it slowly and step by step so that you don't outrun your cash flow. And so many businesses, they get something working and they get so excited about it, they want to just scale it way up right away, and they outrun their cash flow and end up broke.
Or capacity to be able to deliver as well.
True. That's true. Yes, exactly. Yeah, if they're providing a particular product or service that requires their time to produce.
So I imagine that there's some folks who are listening to us and saying, well, I want to get started online. I want to get, you know, some business going. I bought some course about how to run Facebook ads or create my own course or make money with YouTube advertising or affiliate or whatever it may be, right? And they really need to be focused and brought through a process. So you guys have a process. How does somebody find out about you and what you offer?
Well, two things there. First one is that you mentioned ads, YouTube ads or Facebook ads or whatever. And paid advertising is step 11 in our process.
Yeah.
And, you know, people want to start doing that at step 3 or something. And, you know, don't I have to get some ads out there? And I, you know, you will, the time will come, mm-hmm. but not now. And how did they get started with us? Well, our website is David, the letter N, Dana.com. And if they simply go there, they will right away see that we offer a look at one of those steps, how to bring in leads. Mm-hmm. We have a lead magnet that's designed for that. And if they get that, they will get on our email list. There's also
there's a contact us page, an about us page. There's great. All sorts of ways. We're on Facebook. We're all over the place.
But I think the website is a good starting point. So David, yeah, exactly. The letter N, Dana, which is spelled D-A-N-A, and .com. And if they head over there, they can learn more about what you guys are doing and sign up to join your email list and follow you all over the web as well. So
exactly.
Well, great. I really appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time to walk through what you're working on and guiding folks who are getting started in the online world with their business or offer. Any last words before we wrap up?
Well, it's our pleasure to have shared today. Do you have
any? Yeah, and one of the things that I always like to say, and maybe I've got it from you too, is that for people that are doing work online like this, one of the things that I encourage them to do is to approach each day with gratitude and enjoy what they're doing. And that makes such a difference in how you experience life that, you know, it's a message we just love to get across to everyone.
I think that's a great way to conduct yourself in business and in life in general. And so thank you for that, David. So Dana and David, thank you so very, very much for making some time for us here at More Perfect Marketing. I appreciate your insights and spending some time with us. And so folks, if you're interested, go over to David, the letter N, Dana, spelled Dana.com to learn more about what these guys are doing and to get into their world as well. And for everybody else, thanks for hanging out with us and learning a little bit about getting a new business venture online up and running. You've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. I'm David Baer, and we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.